Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, his best game in the series, no doubt about it. He had 25 points, 11 for 16 from the field in 44 minutes. He played more than any other player in that game. A guy that people were questioning him big time. But they'll be lucky if that series doesn't go four games. Celtics should kill them.
I mean, they should, Stoney, but...
I know, it's sports.
I was about to say. And a lot of people said the Pistons had no chance in this series.
Yeah.
And they had a chance in six games.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you didn't represent at home. And that can't be overlooked as well. Crowd was there. Crowd showed up. Thundersticks, Mason, everything just didn't get it done.
Yep. Because Nick was there. What's up, Nick?
What's up, man?
How are you?
How's it going? Good, good. Well... I'm all right, but, man, last night I had a headache coming home. I mean, I've been to the championship when they won their original Bad Boys in the second, and that place last night was one of the loudest I've been at. I've been at a couple Miami Heat championship run games when I lived in Florida, but last night was crazy. The fans brought it, great atmosphere. And, you know, there's a couple things. Like, I didn't understand why Assor only played 25 minutes when he was the only guy actually going to the basket and attacking aggressively. To me, when Cunningham attacked it last night, it was like, okay, I'm looking maybe to pass or dish. I mean, he missed two bunnies in the last 4 minutes of that game.
Yep.
You got to make those.
Superstars make superstar plays. They're supposed to come out in their biggest games. He didn't last night.
No. And, you know, look, I'm looking at it. New York's got guys that can create off the dribble, shoot, and I think we maybe got one guy that does that. Like, you know, Hardaway was playing awful until he made those five shots. Like, he just can't create off the dribble. Next year, I know, basically, to me, it's you're paying him 4 years for $75 million. You got to get an upgrade there.
They're not paying Hardaway. Hardaway's not on a four-year contract. He's a free agent.
He's expiring deal.
It's expiring. It's expiring, yes.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we got to definitely get an upgrade there.
Yes, and you need you need a big guy who can shoot from the outside. It's the way the league is. If he wasn't so old, somebody like Brook Lopez would be really good, but he's 37, 38 years old. And
we might as well bring back Abdul-Jabbar. Lopez, wow.
Well, I said if he wasn't that age,
somebody like that. LeBron getting it done.
Yeah, just found out that he actually tore an MCL, PCL or something. So if they won the game, that he wouldn't have played this week.
You know what? He's tough. He would have still played.
If not, he would have put in Bronny. And I emphasize the word he. Howard, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, hey, guys. You know, this is a young team, and there's no question that it's a fourth-quarter choking team. So, Stoney, I disagree with you when you said that, you know, it didn't bother you that he challenged that foul. I think the Knicks at that point were deflated. I think they were tired. I think they were wallowing a little bit.
That's a great point.
It gave them a chance to, you know, take a breather and come back and, you know, get it together. And at that point, you know, you do that, you rest everybody, and then they gained more energy and they went at it.
That is a great point. I was looking at it more, you know, the fact some of his other challenges were on plays that I didn't think were close, and they were really early in the game, like the game before when he challenged it was a 10-8 score. But I thought last night, at least because it was some, you know, 2.5 minutes left in the game, 2 minutes left in the game, at least the timing of it was not horrible. But you may, that's a great point. It gave the Knicks some time to rest.
Yeah, the challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a young team, and they've fourth quarter choked in most of these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were ahead. You're right. They could have won. They maybe should have won. But I don't know. I just thought it was deflating, and it took the
Howard, I was thinking the same thing because I was just like, okay, you're not going to win this challenge, so why are you doing? I would have held on to it just in case needed something controversial in the last 30 seconds.
But like, they need to change that rule. That's a whole different argument for another day.
Exactly. The last 30 seconds, because on the last challenge. You know, I think he should have learned from his mistake. If we would have had that other challenge in that game, we you know, it might have been a tie series.
Which but play are you talking about?
The one where he challenged it when in the other game.
No, I know. Which game did you – which play did you wish he had a challenge left that he didn't?
The last play of the game when
–
You can't challenge a non-call. That wouldn't have made a difference one way or the other. What they should do is have an NFL system where they get called from up above and say, hey, there was a foul on that. Let's look at it.
Yeah, at the caucus where they're looking at everything.
Right,
yes.
Look, I've been tough on Bickerstaff. That was irrelevant.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He couldn't have challenged it whether he had a challenge or not.
I do wish the NBA would change the challenge rule, though. They only get one a game.
Yeah.
And if you win it, you get a second. But I wish they would get one each half.
He did win. Oh, he did win one last night, though.
He did.
Okay, what we will have to do is then to put it on a clock, because I got to agree with Howard. Like, it helped the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because it was like five. It was an extended
it TV
took a timeout.
Long time, yeah.
For them to see this, it was like, okay. So what are we doing here? We're arguing like he got fouled, but it was like he just wanted to use it. It's like you could have held on to this in case you really needed it. I got to agree with the call. I thought I was the only one that saw it. I was like, that was kind of pointless. Like the Knicks really was sitting over there like, okay, we get a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, but the Knicks also had a challenge that didn't make any sense to me. They were trying to get the foul.
And that's the thing. Like, guys, if you're not going to use these challenges correctly, then don't waste our time. Well – yeah, Josh, it was a heart. He didn't throw him to the floor. Yes, he did. He grabbed him first. Doesn't matter.
But
he
threw him
to the ground.
It took so long because they had already reviewed the hostile act.
Right.
And said, now we got to go back because the Knicks are challenging if Hart got fouled.
Yeah. I mean, the challenge that worked,
The challenge that worked, I didn't think actually worked because I'm like, well, he's kind of touching Bronson as he's falling. That's technically a foul. Now, they got it negated. I was like, okay. I thought he got lucky on that one because it was like, that was actually a foul. But sure.
Yeah,
at this point, everything looks bad in slow-mo.
Yeah, it's true because there's slight – now they have to figure out how much influence it had on the play.
You know what? At this point, 60-second clock. I mean, just go. I mean – you got 60 seconds to figure out, you know what? Are we overturning this or not? NFL, baseball, you name it. 60 seconds. Because if you can't decide by then, play on.
Let's go to John. You're 97 on the ticket.
Oh, hey, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about the turnover situation. I mean, we've been talking about it a lot. But you remember the very first offensive play of the game for the Pistons?
I got it right in front of me. Yes, they do, actually.
It was a turnover.
Yeah.
And how did the game end?
On a turnover. Yeah.
And that's who we are. We're young. We're sloppy. But I do think we will get better. But we got to hang on to that ball. We just gave it away so many times.
They don't cherish possessions. You have
they do
to.
Not.
And that's the biggest. And they actually talked about it after the game. Kate talked about the one thing they think they learned, how every possession in the playoffs matters. It really does.
Absolutely.
And, you know, hopefully.
We played like that the whole series.
Yes.
And I think that's why it was close. If we hadn't have turned the ball over, we could have won in four or five games.
Well, what's interesting is last night the Knicks actually had one more turnover than the Pistons did. But what's depressing is the total rebounds. The Knicks out-rebounded the Pistons by 7. That shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen at all. Let's say hello to Josh here at 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good afternoon, gents. How are we doing?
Good.
Hey. So I just wanted to chime in on the Pistons conversation here and hopefully make a little cross-sport Detroit frustration reference that makes sense to other folks as well.
Okay.
You know, this whole season, Cade's been on this superstar, just kind of teeter-totter whether or not people think he's broken out. And, you know, I've kind of rolled my eyes at it. I don't like the turnovers, and I think especially in the playoffs, he seemed a little gun-shy and hesitant, and I was just more frustrated. And it's some of the same frustration I share with some other Detroit sports stars, like Larkin, for instance. We always look at Larkin, and, you know, in big moments we expect more from him or more of that killer instinct. And unfortunately, the taste I have in my mouth after this series is that, that Cade, you know, as good as he may have been during the regular season, if you want to be that star, you want to be the superstar of the team, you can't be bouncing one off the heel of the basket game four. You know, you can't be turning the ball over. You got to make damn sure that your team's in the right spot to win. So
You're correct. It's an interesting analogy, but I think that Cade, you know, hopefully he'll learn from, you know, a lot of times this happens. Guys in their first playoffs, they don't do as well, and they come back later and succeed in the playoffs. Hopefully that'll be happening with Cade.
Yeah.
Larkin was in the playoffs so early in his career, one season. It's like, it's tough to judge. I don't think he knows what a playoff is.
It may be a little bit of a stretch, you know, for an analogy here. But when I'm a big hockey fan, big basketball fan, and it's just that feeling of frustration I have in my gut is very similar, I'd say, at this point. And, you know, I'm glad they played a hard series. I hope they learned something from it. But overall, I think Detroit expected a little bit more, you know, from the guys this series. And hopefully next year they live up to it a little bit more. But you guys have a great day, great Friday, and hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. You know, I love when they do cross sports things. I wish you could, in a weird way, you know what? We will trade you Cade Cunningham to the Raptors and the Maple Leafs give us Austin Matthews.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could do that?
Yeah, especially if it's owned by the same person.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Illich family could actually, we had two sports. We can.
Would you trade Jahmyr Gibbs and a draft choice to the Blue Jays for Vlad Jr.? That would be unbelievable. All right, 97-1 the ticket.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.